Okay, let's begin. Here it is, Shifas. This is our first shiur. Yesterday was just introductory. Remember, we start on a very basic level. The concept is the main concept is total clarity and mastery over the Gemara. We learn Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday's review. Also, each day at the end of the shiur, we're using the Pomodoro technique, which is we're not going to go mitzvah longer than 21 minutes. The next few minutes after that is the back chazara that you should each have. Grab the person next to you, or even on your own, to be able to go over and say over the Gemara a few times, solidify it before you head out, even if you have to head out right away to take it with you on the road. So here we go. Hakol chayavim b'riya. Everyone is chayav in riya. So first of all, there's two sections of the Masechta. One section is the concept of aliyah leregel, going up to three times a year to the base of Migdash, to the Azara, the base of Migdash, and the subsequent korbanos that go along with it. That's one set of the Gemara. And number two is Tumah and Tara, is the back of the Gemara. The Agadotas in between are amazing and incredible and world famous. The first half, which is the Aliyah Leregel and the korbanos that go with it, has four topics. One, who is Chayev in the korbanos? Number two, what type of animal? Number three, not all the korbanos are same for all of them. And number four, are there makeup dates if you missed it and couldn't do it? So Hakol Chayev in Re'iyah. Everybody is Chayev in Re'iyah. Re'iyah basically means the mitzvah of Lo Yiru Panai Reikam, that you should not come see my face empty-handed. You should come up to the base of Mikdash. There's a little bit of a machlokas rishonim whether that opening line means everyone's chayev to go up to the base of Mikdash and with a korban. It probably means both. It's talking about both right now because you're going to see. It's going to jump right into the korbanos. So everyone is chayev to come up to the base of Mikdash three times a year and with the appropriate korbanos, which we're going to learn about. Anytime a Mishnah has a language of hakol, everybody, you know it's really coming to exclude people, which we're going to get to in the Gemara, who that's referring to. So the Gemara says, "Kol chayavim b'riya chutz mecheresh shota v'katan," except for a cheresh shota v'katan. Cheresh is a deaf mute, shota is a deranged person, and a katan is a minor. The reason is because these people are not responsible for their actions, and therefore they're pater from mitzvahs. Why a deaf mute? A deaf mute was considered that time by the Chachamim to be mentally incompetent in order to perform mitzvahs. And therefore, he's always grouped together or with a shota and the katan as well. The Gemara Gimel is going to talk about what about a cheresh who is sharp, who you know is learning and is holding. We're going to talk about that on Gimel, but for right now, at least for this moment in time, a stam deaf mute was not able to learn properly. Okay, the Gemara then has more to the list. So the list says, Tumtum androgynous, noshim va'avadim she'enam mishuchvarim. Also exempt are people of Tumtum. Different between Tumtum and androgynous. Tumtum is a person who we can't figure out their gender. Things are covered over. The way to remember tumtum versus androgynous, tumtum sounds like a foolish person. You don't know what you are. What are you, man or woman? Tell me, what are you? Tumtum. There's like a right. There's a silliness to the word tumtum. Androgynous happens to be a person who has both male and female genitalia. Nashim, women, avadim, slaves, and avadim. Sorry, nashim and avadim she'enu mishuchvarim, and slaves who have not yet been freed. It's a funny line. If you're a slave, of course you're not yet freed. Either you're free or you're a slave. The Gemara is going to analyze what that means. But what you see over here is it's referring to a slave. Keep it simple for now. Keep the Mishnah as simple as possible. Okay? And then you have here Achiger. Achiger is a lame person. A Suma is a blind person. A Chola is a sick person. A Zakein is an elderly person. Umi She'ena Yachol La'alos Baraglav. And someone who cannot go up to the base of Migdash by their feet. They cannot go up by their feet. Rambam Hilchas Chagiga says because they're spoiled and they're unaccustomed to walking, right? They're just not used to walking. They're mefunakim. Or they're unable to make the walk. It's just hard for them to do the walk, which we'll see what kind of person cannot walk up there. So,
if you had a wheelchair, then were you able to?
Oh, we'll talk about that. Excellent. What if you cannot go on your legs? But here it seems to say that would not be included. You can't go on your legs. That's what it says here, legs, right? So how many do you have in this list so far? Just keep the list. So you have Cheresh, Shota, Katan, Tumtum, Androgynous, Noshim, Avadim, She'ena, Meshuchvarim, that's seven. You had then Chiger, Lame, eight, Suma, Blind, nine, Chola is sick, Zakein is 10, and Mishnah is 11. You have 11 on this list. I count wrong? Someone read double account here. 11. I have 11, right? So 11. What I would do here is I picture a big number 11 here. What you could also do is, who's the most famous 11 in sports? Who's an 11? Mark Messier? Picture Mark Edmonton Oilers. Picture Mark Messier. In your, what? You have 12? Oh, that messes us up. Hold on. Let's count it again. Here you go. Cheres Shota Vekatan, Tumtum Androgynous, Nashim, Avadim Shena Mishakoram, Chiger Suma Chola Zaket. You're right, 12. Forget Mark Messier. Who's 12? Tom Brady? Oh, that's even better. Fine. Tom Brady. Picture this. Tom Brady's mission. You have 12 people who cannot go up. Okay? Fine. So now the Mishnah wants to take at least one of the cases and begin to break it down. Who exactly is included here in a katan? Who's included? Ezehu katan. Who is considered a katan that's exempt from appearing with his father? Meaning, even though a boy under bar mitzvah is not obligated to do any mitzvahs, his father's obligated in chinuch. He still has a mitzvah of chinuch to train him to do it.
What's the issue with sucking?
What?
What's the issue?
Meaning, how's it different than going up Baraglav, you're kind of say, right? So elderly, we're going to see, is also a delicate on a different level, which the Gemara is going to explain. But you're going to see that there obviously have to be differences in how they're delicate, or else everybody here is really the same category, and there's no differences. The Gemara is going to talk about it. So the Katan wants to know how young a child must be that even the father doesn't have to do the mitzvah of chinuch. That's what it wants to know by Katan. We're not talking about the binary categories of bar mitzvah and under bar mitzvah. We want to know how young does a child have to be that the parent is not even responsible in chinuch of the child to bring them up. Ezehu katan, what kind of katan are we talking about over here? Because obviously it would have been too obvious to refer to under bar mitzvah. Of course someone under bar mitzvah is not chayiv in things. Rather, what kind of katan is not even obligated in chinuch, the parent? Kol she'ena yachol lirkov al kseifav shel aviv ula'alos mirushalayim laharabayis. Any child who can't ride on their father's shoulder and go up with them from Yerushalayim to Har Abayis. Meaning, he's so uncomfortable on the shoulders of the parent, he's flopping around. It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable. It's not going to work. And therefore, that would be the one, according to Beit Shammai, who's excluded. Beis Hillel says, Kol she'ena yachol la'achos biyado shalaviv, whoever cannot hold the hand of their father and go up from Yerushalayim to Har Abayis, because it says shalosh regolim. There needs to be an aspect of walking here. So if I asked you, who is more machmir? Who is more machmir, Beit Shammai or Beis Hillel? I'll say it differently. Who here excludes a older child between the two?
Beis Hillel.
Beis Hillel, right? Because Beis Hillel excludes the moment they can't, includes everything until Beis Hillel needs them to be able to walk on their legs, right? Beis Hillel needs you to be older in order to have the mitzvah of chinuch. Beis Shammai says, if you're flopping around on the shoulder, that's when you're excluded. But everything else after that, you are included in the mitzvah of chinuch. So Beis Shammai, his team would have actually younger children there than Beis Hillel would. Because Beis Hillel says only once the child can walk on its legs are you chayev in the chinuch of the child. I don't know. What age do children start walking to Pico Robertson? What age can they start walking?
Three.
No, walking. 3 years old to Pico Robertson from here? No.
Oh, four?
No, they would lock you up. Social services. What age do you start walking? What? Nine. Elliot did a nine? All right, depends. Every generation's different. Yeah, I haven't said. Not Schumacher. You got it the whole way, you know, the whole way, all the way to other side. Fine. So again, this is the Mishnah. It has all the categories. What is a katan? Okay. And then the Mishnah closes, which really, if you're learning the Mishnayos of Chagiga in a Mishnah, you'd be on Mishnah Beis already. It says, Beis Shammai says, we want to know, everyone has to go to the Beis HaMikdash, we know, is also obligated to bring two korbanos in Olas Re'iyah and a Shalmei Chagiga. Olas Re'iyah, the whole Olas Re'ola, and Ola is a burnt offering. Ola is a burnt offering. You know, in the Lavdil, in the Greek translation, the Septuagint of the Torah, the translation for Ola is Holocaust. Is Holocaust, because it means totally annihilated, right? But that's an Ola. It was totally burnt. Olas Re'iyah. The next was also a Shalmei Chagiga. Right, you had to bring a Shalmei Chagiga, which was a Shlomim that was eaten by the owner on their family, except for a small amount that was burnt on the Mizbeach and a portion that was eaten by Kohanim. So we're going to learn about more Korbanos. We're going to learn about the Chagigas Yudalit as well. But right now, what you have to know is you have two Korbanos, the Olas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga. Olas Re'iyah totally burnt. Shalmei Chagiga was to celebrate when they got up there and to enjoy the Yontif.
Why would Kohanim have to bring a Korban for Averis?
Again, It's just the mitzvah of chinuch. That's what he said. This katan here is not referring to minor. We know a katan shouldn't have to keep the mitzvahs exactly. We're just talking about the mitzvah of chinuch. So the Gemara then says, so the Mishnah says, right? Beit Shammai says, Hari'iya shtei chesef, v'achagiga ma kesef. How much do you have to pay? The Torah didn't give any minimum value for these offerings. The Chachamim gave a minimum value because the Torah didn't. So Beit Shammai says, the olus re'iya, right? The olus re'iya has to be worth at least 2 silver ma'os. And the shalmei chagiga is at least 1 silver ma. What's a ma? A ma is the smallest silver coin used in the Mishnah, right? A ma is the smallest silver coin. Like, ma, what is this, right? That's how you remember it. It's not spelled the same way. Ma, what is this? It's the smallest silver coin used in the Mishnah. If you want, a currency transition, it's 1/6 of what we call a dinar. Dinar was a common amount. It's 1/6 of a dinar. That's a ma. So according to Beit Shammai, you have to use at least 2 silver on the Re'iyah, the Olas Re'iyah, and the Shalmei Chagiga, the one that you would enjoy, was less. The Re'iyah is given entirely to Hashem. It should be more expensive than what you're going to enjoy yourself. What you do for Hashem should be more. Beis Hillel says the reverse. They say the Olas Re'iyah is going to be, more, right? They say the Olas Re'iyah is Ma Kesef, and the Chagiga is Shtei Kesef, and that's 2 Kesef. Right? It's going to be 2 kesef. So the Beis Hillel jumps the amount for the Re'iyah a little more, the Chagiga a little more. He has 1 ma and 2 for the Shalmei Chagiga, which you're able to enjoy. You should spend a little more. Hashem wants you to enjoy. And therefore, that should be the amount. Okay, let's do a quick back chazara of this Mishnah. Go back inside. Here we go. Hakol chayv miri, ever is chayv in re'iyah, which is at least the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, and probably a korban that goes with it as well. Right? Everyone is chayv in it. Chutz mecheres shota v'katan, tumtum v'androgynous, nashim v'avadim, shenim v'shukhvarim, chiger, suma, chola, zokin, misha'eni yachol, la'alas paraglov, someone who can't walk on his feet. So there's the list, right? 12 things on the list. Tom Brady. Eza hu katan, who is considered a katan? This can't be obviously bar mitzvah, not bar mitzvah. Every mitzvah has like that. Rather, it's referring to what mitzvah, what age is the father exempt from the mitzvah of chinuch? Kol she'ena yachol lirkov al ksef of shalaviv. Whoever cannot ride even on the shoulders of his father, right? And go up from Yerushalayim to Harabayis, Divrei Beit Shammai. Beis Hillel says, Kol she'ena yachol lachos biyadai, can't hold his father's hand and go up to Yerushalayim to Harabayis. So if you would make up an age nowadays, I would say for Beit Shammai, floppy on the shoulders all the way, I don't know, I'm making up, but 3 years old. Let's say 3 and under would be no good for Beit Shammai. They don't have to, you don't have a mitzvah of chinuch, you don't have to do it. According to Beis Hillel, to walk from there, we said 8 or 9 nowadays. So 8 or 9 years old, big discrepancy in ages. Kol Shenuch, we did that, fine. Shenemar, as it says, Shlosh Regolim, right? Foot festivals, there got to be an aspect of walkingness. The Mishnah then closes with the value. Beit Shammai says that the Re'iyah, the Korban Re'iyah, the Olas Re'iyah, let's say it right, Olas Re'iyah, that was 2 Kesef. And the Chagiga was Ma'a Kesef, which is 1 Kesef. Beis Hillel says the Re'iyah was Ma'a Kesef, the opposite, and the Chagiga was 2 Kesef. Okay, fairly simple breakdown of the Mishnah. You say everyone's included. I then go and exclude 12 people. I talk about what a katan is, machlokas Beis Shammai Hillel. And number 4, value of the Re'iyah versus the Shalmei Chagiga. That's 4 parts to this Mishnah. 4 parts of this Mishnah. When you're in the car on the way to work or whatever it is, quickly review. Also say to yourself the 4 parts of this Mishnah. Let's get in a little bit of Gemara. We'll do then one back chazara. And then whatever chazara you could do on your own is great. So hakol la'atuye mai. We said in the Mishnah Hakol. Hakol. When you use the word everybody, it's coming to exclude some, include something. La'atuye mai. What's it coming to include? Okay. So la'atuye, it must be coming to include Misha Chatzio Evan Bechatzi Ben Chorin. It's coming to include, atuye, include somebody who is half a slave and half free. What's half a slave, half free? What's it like? Partial. What does that mean, half a slave, half free? So this, by the way, the Rambam, I think, has 4 chapters of Hilchas Avadim, of slavery. They're good. They're nice halachas to go through. You can open up Rambam Hilchas Avadim later today. It reads very easily, those halachas. But later on in Hilchas Avadim, near the back, he has the halachas of a half free, half slave Eved. Meaning, let's say I own him, you and I own an Eved B'shutfus. I own him Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. You own him the other days. and you decided to free him on your days. I'm still owning him on my days. So that's a half eved, half free right there. So Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, Ravina de Amar, but according to Ravina, who holds that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is potter from Re'iyah, Ravina is of the opinion, we're going to see it later on, Daf Dalam and Alf. Ravina, who holds that a half slave, half free, is putter from Re'iyah, you need another person, another candidate, to be included in the word Hakol. The Gemara's assumption is, the Stam assumption of the Gemara, is that the Hakol is including somebody we didn't think to include. Somebody unique that we didn't think to include. Who is the Hakol? So the first attempt was the Hakol was a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. Then the Gemara says, according to Ravina, that doesn't work. Because he says a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is Potter. So Hakol La Tu Yemai. So then what's the Hakol coming to include? So the second attempt at a Hakol is La Tu Ye to include a Chiger Biyom Rishon, a guy who was lame on the first day, Vinispashet Biyom Sheni. And now he's healed on day two. You are healed, my brother. He's healed on day two. And suddenly he can walk now of Yantif. So that's the Hakol. That person has to now come up. Because you would have thought he's out of play the first day. He's good. He's clear. He's obligated to come up. So the first attempt at Hakol, who it's coming to include, the first attempt was a half free, half slave. But that doesn't work according to Ravina. We like our Mishnayas to work according to everybody. So we try a second attempt about a person who was lame on the first day, but then got better on the second day. So, okay. Hani Chalaman Da'amar. That works out well if kulan tashlumin zelazeh, that every day is a viable makeup date for each other. They're all tashlumin makeup. You know when you miss chakras by accident, you do a tashlumin, a makeup of mincha. You make up mincha by doing it twice. That's a makeup, a tashlumin. But according to the one who holds that all the days are really a makeup of the first day, kulan tashlumin derishon, this guy's going to be excluded because since he had no chiyuv the first day, he has nothing to make up. You understand? A guy who was lame the first day, if you consider all the other days of Yontif a makeup of the first day, the guy was never chayav the first day. If he was never chayav the first day, he has never anything to make up, so can't be including him. So that just shot down, in potentiality, the second attempt of what Hakol includes. Let's try a third. So Hakol HaTuyemai, it's coming to include a Suma Ba'achas Me'enav, someone who's blind in one eye. And it happens to go against the Tana, the Tanya who learned in the Brisa, Yochanan ben Dahavai. Yochanan ben Dahavai says, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, name Rabbi Yehuda, Asuma ba'achas be'enav is potter min ha're'iyah. One eye is potter from re'iyah because it says, Yir'eh yira'eh, right? You should be seen, right? It says in the psukim, it says, Shlosh pamim b'shana, yireh kol b'schurcha. Right? All your skorm should be seen. Yira kederech shebol liros. You should be seen in the way that you see. Just like you see, kakbol liros, ma liros b'shteyenav. Just like you see with two eyes, af leraos b'shteyenav. Two eyes. Okay, let's review. We just had three attempts of what the hakol includes. They're not perfect. The first attempt...
Before you go on, what is this hakol? Or what you're trying to do right now, you're saying that these are the people... that
have to go up.
Have to go up.
Right. We know the average person has to.
So then Mark starts coming up and says, are there any exceptions? Are there additional?
No, calls? The Mishnah did the exceptions. The Gemara's job is not the exceptions. The Gemara wants to know how Kol includes who else? Who's included? Not exception. Who's the fantasy person that's how Kol included that I wouldn't have thought? The Mishnah mentions the exclusions. The Mishnah did not mention the inclusions. Obviously, the regular person is included, but Hakol sounds like somebody extra is included that I wouldn't have thought. The Mishnah does not mention included people. The Mishnah mentions excluded people, almost like Makos over there. The knots it mentions, not the yes. So therefore, what are the first candidate? The first candidate in the Gemara, let's read the Gemara again from the beginning. Hakol is coming to include Mai. Latuya Mai, to include what? Latuya, to include someone who's Chetzi Eved or Chetzi Ben Chorin, half slave, half free. That doesn't work according to Ravina. Ravina says half free, half slave is pater min ha're'iyah. So rather, hakol latuye mai, attempt number two, latuye chige b'yom rishon, lame on the first day and better on the second day. That also doesn't work so great. It works great if you hold that each day is its own unique obligation. Kulan tashlumin zelazeh. But according to the man damer who says kulan tashlumin derishon, they're all makeups of the first day. This guy had no shaychus on the first day. And since he had no shaychus on the first day, there's nothing to make up. Hakolad, it's like he wasn't even he wasn't even enlisted in the school. You said you missed the work on the opening day. You just have to make it up. There was no opening day for such a person. So Hakolad tu yemai. What does then Hakol come to include? Let's try a third attempt, and we acknowledge at the outset before rejecting it, it's not perfect either, because it's not l'choladeus. But a summa ma'achas me'inav, blind in one eye. Yes, I know it goes against the Tana who learned Yochanan and the Avai who said the name of Yehuda, blind in one eye is pater from Ria, because it says right Yireh in the pasuk Yireh kederek shebaliros, just like you are seen, just like liros kach baliros ma liros b'shtei einav af liros b'shtei einav. So all three attempts are not great. Because they're not great, the Gemara is going to want to conclude by going back to the original and mitigating. That's what it does when it's not great. It's got to go back to the... There's a reason that was the first attempt. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. That is the Gemara. We did our Pomodoro 21 minutes. The recommendation now is if you can, you take a couple of minutes to pull a person next to you, or at least on the way while you're on the Lech Chabaderech, you review the Mishnah and the Gemara. We will stop officially for now of the new content.
Can
okay?
Can we say there's a filling in the Hatzit Shira Chavei?